And Mike Osborne with state and local news on WMOT. State Education Commissioner Candace McQueen says she has no plans to resign following another round of problems with Tennessee's new online academic testing system. On Monday, schools statewide reported students having trouble signing into the system and saving test results. Education officials had that problem solved by late Monday, but students had still more trouble the day after. McQueen now says Tuesday's problems were likely a result of a cyber attack. In a House committee meeting Wednesday, state lawmakers made it clear they're fed up with the ongoing problems. McQueen received a tongue-lashing from legislators of both parties during a House committee meeting. National Democrat Mike Stewart led off the grilling by asking McQueen to step down.
We've had hearings with Government Operations Committee where we specifically questioned you about these failures. We suggested other people you should talk to bring in third parties. You've either failed to do that or whatever you've done has failed.
McQueen responded she had no intention of resigning and outlined measures to solve the problems.
We continue to work directly with our vendor to make sure that we have continued improvement throughout the next several weeks, and we anticipate that every day we'll continue to show that we have more and more students completing the test online.
In the 2015-16 school year, the online system failed completely, requiring schools to return to paper tests. Last school year, the contractor scored some tests incorrectly. Commissioner McQueen says the TBI will look into whether Tuesday's troubles were, in fact, the result of a cyber attack. That's local news for this hour on Roots Radio.